This is Cynthia Manning reading Dear Prairie, a brown girl letter for the Query, a social justice poetry database at Split This Rock. Dear Prairie, a brown girl letter. How does it feel to be something man hasn't touched? Nothing feeds your shape, how tall you want to aim, the texture from root to tip, or the colors you choose to shake off like makeup. It must be nice to have no load-bearing walls, nothing to hold you down or box in all you want to be. Like those paintings of black folk with blooms in their hands, white dandelion fluff like spun sugar and unbruised stems that could also be used for tea. Or those photos of little girls and hand games where you can hear echoes of Miss Mary Mac, Mac, Mac. They always look clear-eyed and ready for dreaming. Is it possible to inherit historical PTSD? The hunting party, I mean other artists, glide through your arms so easy. While my body and the Sly and the Family Stone t-shirt is in full rebellion, a tongue spit quiet. Usually, nothing good comes from people like me walking among trees. Too much dog and bark and searchlights bouncing off moon skin. Is that image from a movie or a flashback from a great grandmother's dream, something fed to her by her father? I want to walk through with the ease of a kiss, like I know I have peaches and ice water waiting at home, like the sun don't got nowhere to be but here. Normally, this is where I'd end a toast or a letter, but I don't want to be exhausted by history. So I push away tales of past kin, become a predator pretending not to be prey. I make a right down a path and a lane of hazel rabbits decorate the grass. Born free yet heavy, they lay on their bellies, some over each other, others in a plump chorus line. I'm almost 45 years old and have never laid like that, with my fur and delight and Botticellian repose. How do these rabbits sleep with Mercury in retrograde? Like me, do they dream in threes? What I really want to know is, can they tell what I am by what I fear and what I eat?